This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. A couple of years ago, I was in New York for the weekend, and on my way back, I flew through LaGuardia Airport, one of the worst airports in America, particularly in a couple of the terminals there. The people are rude to you. I mean, the personnel there, not the flyers, but the personnel there, and it's cramped and crowded and just a horrible place. What made my experience even worse that day was that as I was trying to get through the gates, to get to the gate and get through security, I got pulled aside by an airport employee who said, "Sir, your bag is going to be too big to go on this plane." Now, I had been using that carry-on bag for about 5 years and never had an incident, never had a complaint about it, fit in the overhead compartment just fine, and I knew that it was okay, but she made me get out of the line and go over to that little sizer thing they have, and she put it in there, and the wheels of my bag were a half inch too long for this, and so she said, "You're going to have to go up front and check it," which, of course, is a whole other thing, and you got to get on a whole other line and a whole other pain in the butt. Now, I've never had it with that bag anywhere else, but after that, I said, well, you know what? I don't want to run into this again, so I got a smaller carry-on bag. It was like 2 inches shorter, and so I haven't had a problem with that. And then this week, I read that American Airlines and Delta and United are changing the rules for carry-on bag size again. And the whole LaGuardia thing came back through my head, and I started to boil as I did that day in that airport. So I wanted to find out what the story is before I and you have to go out and buy new carry-on bags. So we've invited Jennifer Donches to join me. She's the owner of VIP Vacations and serves as a travel expert for Fox News in Philadelphia. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You can hear the frustration of my voice, which is not good for a flyer, right?
Right. It's not. I mean, back as far as 2008, you were supposed to take the length plus the height plus the width, and it was 23 inches, 15 inches, 10 inches, add them all together. And that's what you had, no matter if it was a square bag or rectangular bag or however. If it came to 23 plus 15 plus 10, you should be okay. In linear inches, I guess they said about 44, 45, something like that, 45 inches. And that was recently changed. Now it's just a very minor change, but 21 by 4 times 14 times 10. However, I don't know about you. I've never taken it, even when it was the 23, 15 by 10 and ever measured. I was very similar to you. If it fits in the overhead, I was okay.
Yeah.
And mind you, I have clients that say, "What's the weight? What's the weight?" And frankly, that's what the airline should be worried about, the weight, right?
Right.
Not the size. So the wheel thing, and what about a garment bag? What does that mean? And I've seen people with small duffel bags. And a duffel bag, if you measured it round by, you know, very, very confusing. You go to American's page, and through this new change, it referenced back to the sizing from 2008. So I can tell you that, I'm wondering, were you flying on American or
yes,
was it a Delta flight?
I was on American.
Yeah, they're the ones that have been sticky lately about it. It's been American. United and Delta have both agreed, but I fly United regularly. I'm a Platinum United cardholder, and I have probably 6 times since Easter flown on United, and never once have I been asked through security. You name an airport, I've probably flown through it. Security has never even asked, whether it was I was flying American or Delta. Going through security, they're the ones that usually say, "Hey, something's wrong with this." Technically, it should not weigh over 30 pounds, but when that person made you stick it in that, you know, like,
that
thing,
sizer,
which is actually very, very small,
yeah,
that little metal thing that says, "Hey, can it fit?"
Yep.
She didn't ask you how much it weighed, did she?
No, not at all.
Crazy to me, because that's really what the safety issue is the weight.
And it's not just the safety issue. It should be the issue that they're concerned about, which is the weight of everything on board the plane, because the heavier it is, the more fuel they have to use to get it from one place to another, and the more fuel, the more expense for the airline. If I have a bag on there that's 40 pounds, but a little bit oversized, and the guy next to me has one that's 50 pounds and a little bit undersized, he's actually costing the airline more money.
Well, and if you go and you're actually paying for your checked luggage, you pay more if it weighs more, right?
Right.
The other interesting thing is I've probably, every single flight I've been on, by the time they get to zone 3 or 4, they're already taking the carry-ons that do fit, but but telling people you can pick them up at the gate when you get in, and they put them under anyway. So they've created this issue with the size because they started to charge those ancillary fees for checked baggage, but now everybody does the carry-on, and by the time you get to, if it's a 33-row plane, 20, row 27, the rest of those people are going to have to get their bag put under, regardless of size or weight anyway, because there's not enough space. And the airlines created this by charging for every single checked bag.
Right. So instead of putting the bags underneath, we're all putting the bags inside in the cabin, and yeah, that's why there isn't room there. By the way, I rarely fly American because I live in St. Louis, and Southwest is the big carrier here, and I love the way Southwest operates, and I always get the early bird check-in so I can be sure I'm one of the first people on board that plane. If I got a number higher than 30, I'm not happy because I want to get the exit row if I can, but that way I can ensure that I'm going to have the overhead carry-on bin
space.
Room. Exactly.
And your bag is free when you check your bag, remember?
Yep.
Why does every other airline hate bags? That used to be their commercial. I will tell you, though, that Southwest does a very good job about saying bags are free, except the size of the checked bag and the weight of the checked bag with Southwest is lower when you then start to pay for that bag. They'll say, you know, regular bags over 50 pounds and Southwest is lower and the size is lower for the checked. So they do like your bag, but it better be a small checked bag.
But when it comes to the carry-on problem that we're talking about here and the way that American, Delta, and United have reduced the size just this summer, Southwest hasn't done that. Who else hasn't done that for people who fly other airlines?
You have some of the other carriers like Frontier, Alaska Air,
JetBlue.
So, you know, the majors, which, you know, American's becoming US Air, or US Air is becoming American.
Right.
So the big legacy carriers like Delta, United, US Air / American, they're the ones that always seem to jump on the bandwagon. I think American is the one that's really, really pushing this, though. That's why I would say to you, I couldn't even tell on Delta's website that they made this change. And I know in most of the press releases it was announced Delta, United, and American, but I can't see any wording whatsoever on Delta's site. And one of the flights I did fly recently to Atlanta, I had to fly on Delta, and I only did a carry-on bag, and I know mine's slightly larger, according to the wheel rule.
Yeah.
It's the wheel.
Right. And by the way, anybody who says, well, don't get one with wheels, well, it's the 21st century. That's what we want. We want everything to be as easy as possible, and rolling it instead of carrying it is the easier way.
Exactly. I've yet to see a small carry-on bag that's not like a duffel bag. And what kind of a business traveler would carry a duffel bag? Every other small carry-on bag has the wheels on it. So
I get the feeling sometimes, Jen,
with the fuel costs and with the limited flights, I haven't really traveled on a plane that's not full. So they're getting the people. The prices of flights keep going up and up. You know, for the past 3 years, they've made money. I mean, that's shocking. That's a business. You want to make money. But they've really made money, and it's because of all these ancillary fees.
Yeah. You get the feeling that somebody at American says, you know, things have been going okay for a while. How can we make our flyers more upset? How can we piss off the passengers even more to make it more uncomfortable to use our business?
Well, there are airlines like Spirit and Allegiant that you buy a ticket, then you pay to buy a seat assignment. And I'm not saying a preferred seat assignment, a seat assignment. You pay for your carry-on. You pay for your checked bag. So some airlines are going that route. There are other airlines that are trying to stand tall, like JetBlue and Southwest, about bags and seat assignments and such. I think the day will, if we have the day where you have to pay to go to the bathroom, then they've gone too far.
Yeah, well, wasn't it the Irish airline Ryanair was talking about that?
Yes.
And at one point they were talking about having standing room on the plane where you'd be strapped to the wall.
There was an April Fool's airline joke about 3 years ago that said you were paid per pound, meaning per pound of how much you weigh.
Yeah. As a large person, no thank you.
Right, right. So, I mean, there are, when you think it's as bad as it gets, I'm quite certain it could get worse.
Yeah, but as we said before, the carry-on bags, consider the weight rather than the girth, and certainly don't make them smaller. I think they're in league with the luggage companies. They just want to sell more smaller bags to get us the way they did back in 2008. Jen, I appreciate your time today.
Thanks
for joining me.
Thank you.
Jennifer Donches is a travel expert for Fox News in Philadelphia and owner of VIP Vacations.
Paul Harris, America.